Well, let's check high school sports around the area last night. First, in high school wrestling, in a double duel, Creston defeated Lewis Central 47-15. Creston over Kemper Catholic 64-0, and Lewis Central beat Kemper Catholic 48-33. Also in wrestling last night, it was Clarinda over Red Oak 46-30. Clarinda beat Southwest Valley 69-9. Clarinda over St. Albert 66-12. Red Oak beat Southwest Valley 54-24. Red Oak over St. Albert 66-6. Southwest Valley beat St. Albert 51-11. Also in a double duel last night, AHSTW beating Riverside 42-31. AHSTW over Abraham Lincoln 54-25. And Riverside beat Abe Lincoln 51-23. East Union, a winner over Exira EHK, 39-17. It was East Union over West Central Valley, 39-16. Woodward Granger beat East Union, 53-30. West Central Valley over Exira EHK, 45-12. Woodward Granger beat Exira EHK, 63-12. Woodward Granger over West Central Valley, 51-24. Audubon Arthur BCIG topping Logan Magnolia 37-36. Logan Magnolia beat Woodbine 74-6, and it was Audubon Arthur BCIG over Woodbine 69-9 in a double duel. In high school boys basketball play last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan jumping out to a quick early lead, building it up to 20 points, and then holding off a frantic Atlantic rally late in a 57-50 win over the Trojans last night. Atlantic had a hard time getting out of the mud early in that ball game as they were pretty sluggish early on as Harlan built themselves a lead that got to as many as 20 points in the second half. Atlantic had that furious comeback in the fourth quarter, got to within five, but that was as close as they'd get as they fell by seven. Ryan Hawkins led the way with 23 points, 16 rebounds for Atlantic. Also in the Hawkeye 10, it was Shenandoah over Denison 69-59. Glenwood beat Clarinda 73-38. Red Oak over Thomas Jefferson 42-35. St. Albert beat Kemper Catholic 60-52. In boys Western Iowa Conference play last night, Mitchell Nelson had 23 points, leading Audubon to a 50-37 win over Missouri Valley. Trainer beat Griswold 78-42. Tri-Center over Logan Magnolia 49-45. IKM Manning got a 27-point effort from Kyle Wagner in a 66-53 win over AHSTW. And Underwood beat Riverside 54-42. In boys Rolling Valley Conference play, Exira EHK over Adair Casey 56-34. Woodbine beat Glenn Ralston 69-64. Arweva over Peyton Sherdan 53-37. Bowyer Valley beat Charter Oak Ute 52-40. Coon Rapids Bayard over Cam 53-47. Also in the Pride of Iowa Conference, Jackson Lamb had 23 points. His brother Spencer Lamb had 16 to lead Nottoway Valley to a 77-30 win over East Union. Lennox topping Bedford 79-58. Southwest Valley beat Mount Air 72-67. In girls high school hoops last night in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Harlan defeating Atlantic 57-44, the final. Aaron Olson had a 21.5 rebound performance for Atlantic. Shenandoah beat Denison 47-37. Molly Dean had 26 points, leading Glenwood over Clarinda 61-28. Lewis Central beat Creston 52-34. St. Albert over Kemper Catholic 67-47. In girls Western Iowa Conference play, Trainer beat Griswold 47-24. It was Audubon over Missouri Valley 47-26. Emily Halbrick led the way with 17 points. Tri-Center beat Logan Magnolia 46-44. IKM Manning over AHSTW 62-34. Morgan Ekman had a big night for the Lady Vikes in that game with 20 points and 13 rebounds. Underwood beat Riverside 57-25. In the Rolling Valley Conference last night, girls action saw Exira EHK beat Adair Casey 49-36. Glenn Ralston over Woodbine 76-50. Peyton Sherdan over Arweva 65-56. And Cam beat Coon Rapids Bayard 59-20. In the Corner Conference, Sydney over Thomas Jefferson 52-32. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Bedford over Lennox 63-27. Jessica Nelson had 18 points, leading Nottoway Valley over East Union 49-14. Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 74-37 last night. Well, the 19th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes bounced back from a bad start and roared past Nebraska 77-66 in Iowa City last night as the Hawkeyes moved to 3-0 in the Big Ten for the first time since 2002. The Huskers raced out to a 10-0 lead, but the Hawkeyes roared back and took control with a 12-0 run to close the opening half.
They came out ready to play. They were moving the ball, hit a couple threes early. Webster was driving to the basket. You know, we looked like we were moving in quicksand. We weren't running. We weren't moving the ball. You know, we got contested shots. And you know, we went to the bench. I thought Ewell in that particular case was spectacular.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says the Hawkeyes turned the game around with defense.
It completely changed the energy level in the building for our team and for the fans, and it really got us going. You know, they only turned it 9 times, but a couple times right then, and you look up and we're right back in the game. And I think that was important, that lead didn't drag throughout the entire half, and we were able to go in up 9.
Jared Utoff led Iowa with 25 points. Mike Gesell had 22 points and 10 assists. Nebraska falls to 0-3 in the Big Ten. They are 8-8 overall. It was a tough night for the nation's number 8 and number 9 men's basketball teams. Ben Bentel scored 14 straight points for 8th-ranked Providence and finished with 28 points and 9 rebounds, but the Friars ended an 8-game winning streak, falling to visiting Marquette 65-64. Also last night, LSU pulled off the other surprise as Tim Quarterman had 21 points, 10 rebounds, and 7 assists in an 85-67 rout of number 9 Kentucky at Baton Rouge. Also last night, Kellen Dunham was 4-for-7 from 3-point range with 24 points as 18th-ranked Butler scores a 77-72 win at DePaul. Number 22 South Carolina is 14-0, beating Auburn 81-69. Temple knocked off number 23 Connecticut 55-53. The 13th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones will look to hold serve tonight when they host Texas Tech. The Cyclones opened up the Big 12 race with a loss over the weekend at second-ranked Oklahoma.
Every league you're in, your goal is you win your home games, and most often or not, unless you have a team that just absolutely is just super special, 16-0, 15-1, or in this league, 16-2. If you win your home games and win on the road, you know, 5-4 on the road, you're going to have a chance at 14-4.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm. Under third-year coach Tubby Smith, Texas Tech is 11-1 and opened the league race with an 82-74 win over Texas.
You know, I think offensively, they want to really drive you. They're a tempo team, though, that wants to put pressure. The biggest thing is keeping them out of the paint, keeping them off the free throw line. And then we got to rebound the basketball.
The Red Raiders come in with a 10-game winning streak. The tip-off from Hilton Coliseum in Ames set for 8 o'clock. The Northern Iowa Panthers are on the road in Missouri Valley Conference action tonight as they visit Missouri State. The Panthers are 1-1 in the Valley after a loss at Southern Illinois, and Coach Ben Jacobson says they need to recognize the Bears' changing defenses as Missouri State comes in 0-2 in the Valley. They're 4-10 overall. UNI is 9-6 overall. The Panthers have gone 5-5 in their last 10 games.
So we've got to be more consistent. If we're a little more consistent with a couple things at the defensive end and rebounding, I think they wouldn't have gone, but we would have had 3 in a row or 4 in a row in the right column.
Tip-off in Springfield, Missouri, set for 7 o'clock this evening. And Iowa State head coach Matt Campbell tabbed an experienced and familiar face for his defensive coordinator position in John Heacock. Campbell made that announcement on Tuesday. Heacock, who will also coach the Cyclones safeties, has 32 years of coaching experience, serving as a head coach at Youngstown State from 2001 to 2009, and defensive coordinator stints at Youngstown State, Indiana, Kent State, and Toledo. Heacock held the title of assistant head coach and defensive coordinator at Toledo from 2014 to 2015, shaping the Toledo defense into one of the best units in the Mid-American Conference. In 2015, the Rockets were ranked in the AP Top 25 for most of the season and were at the top of the MAC defensive statistical categories, ranking number 1 in a number of categories. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.